Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Former Red striker John Dernan. Derns, the fans spend the whole summer worrying about whether deals are going to come off.
You know what football fans are like, Steve. I mean, come on, get a life. They'll let the players have a break. Let the fans have a break as well.
Let's look at transfers on a wider perspective. And, of course, reported this morning that Liverpool will avoid any sanction. So no disciplinary action over their pursuit of Virgil van Dijk. They'll be rather thankful of that. I mean, some people might perceive they haven't done anything that other clubs don't do anyway, as we've talked about before. But it's actually nice to know that they're not going to get hit with a fine by the Premier League.
Yeah, I think to make a scapegoat out of one club when everybody knows, I mean, everyone's not stupid. It certainly goes on. You can't condone it. But the fact is, things go on in football that a lot of people don't know of. And to just sanction one team, I think is probably quite ridiculous, really. So, like you said, we all know it goes on, but not happily, there's no sanctions or slap on the wrist to Liverpool, thank God.
Do you know what? They'd struggle, wouldn't they? If they had fined them, all of a sudden, every club would be at risk of being fined over a number of deals, wouldn't they?
Steve, that's saying a can of worms. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Another player they are interested in chasing down Liverpool, and that's Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Klopp goes ox hunting is the back of the Mirror today. He's still only 23 years old. We were discussing this before. It feels like he's been about for 10 years, this kid.
Exactly. I think his potential still hasn't, we haven't uncovered it. I don't know if you can go back in the archives. I remember saying on our programme on Radio City that we should have got him before Arsenal. I spoke to his dad, Mark, who played with at Portsmouth. He was
our chat now, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, go all out, get him. I've seen a lot of him. He wanted to come. His dad wanted him to come to Liverpool, but at the end of the day, I think agents take over that situation. And for some reason, he was down south. The carrot dangling in front of him was a bit more because he was still down there. So, but me, if we had the chance to get him, I think still he's got a lot to offer.
What did his dad say about him as a player? I seem to remember you filling in a little bit more details on this.
Well, Mark Chamberlain is not one to blow his own trumpet or about his son. But he, when he spoke, you listened, and he went there and he said, "I know he's my son," but he said, "This boy can play." And I watched him 3-4 times before he signed for Arsenal. And I think a lot of people seen him playing for Southampton, but the power and everything. And I still don't think, like I said, I still don't think we've got the best out of him. And hopefully, if he comes here, we will. He said he was a tremendous player. My God, I think he is a good player.
Some players develop later. I mean, he is 23 years old, but the £25 million price tag would probably tell you that he hasn't fulfilled, the billing as yet.
I think what he did do, he got stuck into this fact. I don't know if you realise, you see his body, and you see his body from when he signed for Arsenal, halfway through for Arsenal is now. He bulked up a lot about 18 months ago, and it was too much. I think it affected him, affected his agility. He got injuries through it. His body now, I think, is perfect. It's not, obviously, he's a physical specimen, but he's nowhere near as bulky as he was. And you can see that he's a lot leaner, but he's obviously, his agility, and he's got quick. And I think he's learned on the mistakes of what he was trying to do for the best, but it didn't work.
Are Liverpool trying to build the quickest team in the league? I mean, I don't even know where you fit him in then, because obviously we've had Mo Salah, Mane, then throw in Firmino, Lallana, he's not slow. Coutinho, obviously he might take a slightly deeper midfield role there. Henderson, where do you fit in Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain into all this?
Well, maybe centre-half, Steve, because I don't know about you. I mean, am I missing something? We're all right up front, even if we haven't got these players that we signed already. It's the defence. Does anyone realise it's the defence where our problems lie? I mean, come on. If you're going to buy anyone in the defence, you know, we need 2-3 players at the back, we say, because the defence that we had last season ain't going to win us anything next year.
No, I think that's the area that most Liverpool fans would like to see some work being done on. But at the moment, bar that Virgil van Dijk story, we're not hearing much else.
No, everything's up front, you know, it's attacking. Great, we know what Liverpool can do. It's the defence I'm worried about. It really is. I mean, hopefully they're doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed for you bringing people in the defence, because it's got to be fixed. We've been saying it for years and years, and still nothing's been done.
That they are trying to offload one attacking player in Lazar Markovic. Now, it feels like he's been at the club for ages as well. I know they buy him for 20-odd million. They tried to sell him last summer for 20. His price tag's gone down to 12 million now. And Watford may be the club to take him. Marco Silva took him to Hull on loan last season. So Lazar Markovic, at the moment, can you believe it, is still a Liverpool player?
It's unbelievable. Just get him off the books, Steve. I mean, it's going to cost Liverpool whatever. They're not going to recoup any of the money they paid on him. So it's just get him off the wage bill, get him some money in, and just put some more money in the bank.
A lot of money, wasn't it, spent on a player that's just made 11 starts since joining from Benfica, what, 3 years ago?
Do you know what, the people, I mean, I don't know about you, you know a player straight away when you see them after one game, two, you really do. I just didn't see what the price tag was when I first saw him. It was like, oh my God, I can't believe he paid this money for him. It's ridiculous. I don't know who's watching him, who scouted him, but it was a hell of a lot of money for a mediocre player.
Steve Hoddesall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.